Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine, BME for short. And today what I'm going to share with you is how you can guarantee that you get maximum ROI from your paid traffic investment. So stay tuned and I'll share these important strategies with you that will help you grow. So all this week, we've talked about paid traffic and how to really get good results from that. And I want to recap something that we talked about at the end of yesterday's show as well. You can definitely go back and watch that. There's some great strategies there I would encourage you to watch. But I want to just recap on this because it will help you make sure you're getting results from your traffic that you're paying for. And then you can actually maximize the ROI like we're talking about. So the first thing to remember is when you're paying for traffic, it's important to realize that you need to have a really strong offer. And the offer is the promise that you're making to your audience, to your prospects, of what result they will get by investing time and or money into, you know, what you're offering. And so if you're not clearly communicating, here's the result that we can get you for your investment of time and money, and it's not directly in line with the wants of your audience, not necessarily the needs, the wants of your audience, then that's the first thing to solve. Once you've solved that, then you want to solve your traffic source. What's the best traffic source for this? Is it paid traffic online? Is it direct mail? Is it radio? Is it cold calling? How are we going to get more people to be aware of this offer? How are we going to drive more people to it? So then you solve the traffic source. Then you solve the ads. Here's how we're going to, with the language that our audience uses, we're going to represent the results they're going to get, what it's going to be like working with us, what they can expect to happen. So then we solve ads. So offer first is what we solve. Traffic source second. Ads is next. And then landing page is the fourth. We know we've solved all the way to ads and we're getting a lot of people to click through. We're getting a lot of people to pick up the phone. We're getting a lot of people to open our direct mail and visit a page. But if they're visiting that page or they're taking that next step and there's no action beyond that, then we have incongruency between our offer, our traffic source, our ads, and the landing page. Something's disconnecting and they're saying, oh, that's not going to solve my problem. And they bounce away. So we solve that fourth. And then the fifth thing, which is super important, is to make sure that you're solving for delivery so that you deliver on the promise you made, you create a great customer experience, and then you're going to be in good shape. So when you've solved all five levels there, then you're in the position where you can maximize the ROI of each lead that comes in. You can maximize the ROI of the traffic that comes in. And the first thing is truly a mindset shift and shift in perspective if you don't already act this way and think this way. Make sure that you're not just treating a lead as a lead. Remember that that is a person that spent time to put their information in because they're trying to solve a problem. And if you treat them as an individual, you treat them like a loved one and you say, I want to invest in this relationship long term because that's what matters, then maybe you get to sell them what you're offering. But maybe you actually send them somewhere else and say, this is a better solution. Or maybe you say, wait, we can totally serve you on this, but I don't think you're ready for this yet. Whatever it is, truly treat them like somebody that you care about a ton, a dear loved one, a family member, and treat them just like you would that individual that you already know and love and care for, because this is another human that, again, is investing time and maybe even money to be in your world. So approach it with that energy and approach it with that attitude in your heart, and you are going to get much better results because they can instantly feel that no matter what words you're saying, no matter what you're saying, they can hear and feel your heart through the words you send, how you speak to them audibly, videos, email messages you write. Make sure that it truly is from the heart, and that's going to improve your relationship with them. When you have a better relationship, you get better results. The second thing to make sure that you get maximum ROI out of the paid traffic investment you're making when these leads come in is build long-term nurture into your lead generation. Because I remember hearing, I believe it was Jay Abraham who shared about this at a mastermind event I was at. And he said, remember that there's like 1-3% of people that are going to buy from you right now. Then there's like another, you know, 10-15% that'll buy from you soon. And then everybody else is going to buy from you sometime in the future. So if you forget about them, you're leaving money on the table and you're betting your business on just that very small percentage that wants to buy now. And maybe you pick up some of those people that want to buy soon. But there's buy now, buy soon, and buy later. So if you build long-term nurture into your lead generation plans and your marketing plans, you'll be top of mind to that person when they're ready to buy later. I've had people that I've interacted with for a year and a half or 2 years or 3 years. And then they're like, hey, I'm ready to buy, Gabe. And it's like, awesome. There's really not much of a sales conversation. They know what I do. I've nurtured them for a long time. And it's because I stuck with them until they were ready. So make sure that you really are focusing on this relationship, like we said, is the first point here, and figuring out what's going to serve them best. And then show up consistently. Keep serving until they're ready. So build long-term nurture. I'm talking 6 months, a year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years. Build a strategy where you stay in touch with those people via emails, via SMS, be with free trainings, with a phone call maybe once a quarter or once a month or whatever is appropriate for that relationship you want to have with them. And that's what's going to make a huge difference. When we make it all about building a relationship and when we, you know, think long-term, that's when it really moves the needle. That's when we get the maximum return on our investment. And when we show up with that heart of service and we say, how can I serve my audience more? How can I serve and help them more? How can I solve their problems? That's when we get the highest return. Anytime we drop down and think this is just transactional and like, I want them to pay me now. And if they're not going to talk to me or pay me now, then forget about them. We put out some really negative energy and we repel good customers from our business. Anytime we rise up to the higher level of service and truly serve people at the highest level, that's when they understand that energy. They know we're in it for the long haul and they're going to keep trusting us until they're ready to buy. And so that is the principles and the process behind guaranteeing that you get maximum return on investment from your paid traffic. And remember, like I say, in so many different ways and so many different scenarios and situations on this show, think long-term, invest for the long-term. Marketing is a long game. Anything that's worthwhile, anything that's going to be successful in the long run takes a while to build. And so don't think you're going to get immediate results, but instead say, how can I keep showing up for my audience? How can I keep serving them? How can I keep over-delivering until they trust me enough to buy from me when it's right for them? I hope this has been helpful for you. I appreciate you taking all this time this week to tune in and listen to the show. If you need anything or have comments or questions, you can comment down below. You can message me or you can visit businessmarketingengine.com where we'd be glad to talk to you and see how we can best serve you. Thanks again and have a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you next week on the show.